I think it's just too. Never mind.
It's interesting to note that the English language, like any other steadily growing language, has tended to weed out discrepancies that have appeared amongst its speakers. Take, for example, the single-letter word I. Now, of course, we all know it as the commonly used singular first-person pronoun, but the word I actually does have another archaic meaning. Circa 1994, the primary definition of I was understood to be to remember, a verb in the infinitive form. Now, needless to say, this definition caused several problems in everyday conversation. To begin, this was certainly no regular verb. Its conjugation was, by the grammatical standard of the late 20th century, quite bizarre.
Rappeler, infinitif. I. Première personne, singulier. I. Deuxième personne, singulier. You is. Troisième personne, singulier. He iced, she iced, it iced. Première personne, pluriel. We I'm. Deuxième personne, pluriel. You I. Troisième personne, pluriel. They eisen. Colloquialement, Vaison. Vaison. Vaison.